Smash or FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
Everybody, it's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have been tuned into my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. And I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. We're going to have a great show for you guys today. If you're into great independent films or actors or talent, we got my dear friend Scott Monahan from the new movie Anchorage coming into the studio. But before that, we want to do a couple of plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you want to see your in-studio guest photos, such as the awesome Scott Monahan, go to our Facebook page over on Star Wars Entertainment. Check out our in-studio guest photos. And then also, if you like to let us know the music that we're going to be playing, or maybe just like the nice send off some nice comments or something like that, email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. And then last but not least, if you really want to hit me up on socials, that's at Tyrone Tan over on Twitter, T-Y-R-O-N-E-T-A-N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy. And then thanks to the hacker there over on Instagram, that's at Tyrone Tan Official over on Instagram. And then last but not least, if you really, really want to hit me up on Facebook, that's Tyrone Tan on Facebook. And actually, the last least is there's this new thing called Threads. If you want to hit me up on Threads, it's at Tyrone Tan Official on Threads. All right. So without further ado, actually, normally we would have my guests co-host come on, and then we would talk about some movie reviews and stuff like that. And I first off, I want to say thank you to all the awesome guest co-hosts that we've had on through the seasons, and it's always great to have some cool people in the studios and just to have a fun time. And so I want to say thank you to all the guest co-hosts. One of my regular guest co-hosts is off for today, working on a project and stuff. But I do want to say thank you. But so what we're gonna do, we're just gonna go straight into bringing in our guest of the hour, and is someone that someone that I got to meet through the festival circuit, so to speak. He's got a cool movie coming out that I actually got to see as well. What I want to do really quickly is just, I just want to say thank you to some of the people that have been emailing me some nice notes. So before we bring in my guests, I want to say some shout outs to a couple people. I'll read off a couple things that people have said. So this goes out to a Mary Fontaine. And since I guess we're not going to do, well, I'm going to say we're going to still do a movie review, but this is really quick. I just want to get this out of the way before I forget again. So Mary Fontaine, who wrote in, that says, "The show was super neat. My friend in the office sent it to me and I love it. We normally cannot get radio or anything on the company machines, but this works great. Super thank you, Mr. Tyrone." I want to say thank you, Fontaine, that lightened my day. And then this goes out to a Daniel, no last name, but "I never miss a show. Your energy and the fun vibe makes my day. From New York, New York." Oh, well, thank you again, Daniel, wherever you are out there. I want to thank you guys. And I love reading this stuff really quickly and just at least give some shout outs. And I would love to do more. Just keep sending me those things. And I'd love to read off as much as I can. I just want to say thank you guys. Those are just two I kind of randomly picked out to say. So to Mary Fontaine and to Daniel, thank you for those nice little words to lift me up. But I thank you guys. So what I'm going to do is bring in my guests of the hour. Again, we've been trying to, do this thing for a while. Here's a little backstory. I met him at the Mammoth Film Festival. He was doing this cool film, and I met him on the carpets, and I got to meet also his co-star, his producing partner as well. We'll talk more about him as well on the carpets, and then we've kept in touch, and then I got to see his movie. They had a private screening for us a while back. I don't remember if it was before COVID, after, but we'll talk a little. We'll try to refresh my memory. He's just a cool cat, and we've been in touch, and now he's finally here in the studio. So I got to bring him in a really cool way. So and normally, again, my guest co-host will arrange a way for the guest of the hour to bring him in, but I'm just going to bring him in the old-fashioned cool way on a. I think he's a cool, if you get to see pictures of him, and ladies, if you want to see a picture of him, and he's a really brawny, cool cat, and he's I don't know if he's taken or not or whatever, but I think we should bring him in very traditional style, the gladiator style. He's kind of like a manly man kind of guy, I think we bring him in on a chariot and a horse. I think that, you know, make him feel cool. So I think we're going to just bring him in on the count of three. I'm going to open that studio, and then we're going to whistle in the horses on the carriage, on the chariot, and here he is. Hold on, here we go. 1, 2, and 3. There he comes on the chariot. All right, he's coming on the horse. Oh, he's like Ben Hur coming down here. He's all he's stopping for some autographs, stopping for some selfies. Oh, there's a fan base already out there. Ladies, I don't know if he's taken, they're throwing roses at him and everything like that. But here he is coming into the studio. Uh-oh, here he is. With that smile and those, I think he's got blue eyes. I don't know, it's hard to tell. But he's coming in the studio on the chariot. Here he is, my dear friend. He is the star, he is producer and director of the new independent feature film, Anchorage. Here he comes. Here is actor, producer, director, Scott Monahan. Welcome.
Wow.
Scott Monahan.
Oh, my God.
The new movie Anchorage to StarosEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com, radio, and UVN.
Thank you so much for having me, man. Wow, what an entrance.
Well, we had to spare no expense for you.
You know, when you're in Hollywood, you got to make Hollywood things happen.
Yeah,
right?
Woo, look at, how'd you like the chariot?
You know, that's my first time on a chariot.
Really?
Yeah,
oh,
but I
wow.
think
you,
that...
You seem like to cover that one well.
Yeah, the horses were really great. Well. trusty steeds, yeah.
All right. Well, again, welcome, Scott Monahan.
Thank you so much for having me on.
The new movie, Anchorage. You know, actor, producer, director. Welcome to Star Wars Entertainment. TV, Indie100.com radio, and UBN.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for all the listeners. I was talking to you a little bit before we started about how long you've been doing this and how active and engaged your viewership is, or your listenership. Or, yeah. Sorry, this is my first time on
No, it's okay. No, it's cool. It's cool. I've been very blessed and fortunate to be able to do the show for a long time. And I, at the end of the day, it's thanks to all you guys out there for your loyalty. And so I do always humbly appreciate all that. So here is Scott Monahan on the floor. So we let him feel welcome. Send in some comments and some nice things in the emails to let me know what you think on Scott Monahan, that kind of thing. So Scott, I don't know, like, obviously we're going to go into your history, but but before that, why don't we break the ice a little bit? I know normally we'll do this with my guest co-host, but by any chance, we'd like to do some movie reviews.
Oh, yeah.
Is there any kind of maybe, because I think there's still a strike kind of going on, we'd like to maybe try to promote some kind of independent films versus kind of other kind of movies. But is there any kind of indie films through the years maybe that you've liked, or have you got the scene recently or anything like that maybe?
Yeah, I have a friend. Her name is Christina Lim.
Okay.
She has a movie called B-Side for Taylor, is a really incredible film about the American immigrant experience. And it's just a beautiful, like truly beautiful independent film. And I met her at the Cinema Columbus Film Festival in Columbus, Ohio. And she won the award for Best Narrative Feature.
Oh, wow.
And we won the award for the Audience Award for Best Feature. And we just kind of met up afterwards, and I was like, hey, would you be interested in hosting a Q&A at one of my screenings in LA? And she was like, I would love to. And so now I'm just a huge fan of her work.
Awesome.
So.
And so that's the movie's called, it's an independent film that was in the festival circuit. It's called B-Side for Taylor.
B-Side for Taylor.
And it's directed by, let's give her a shout out.
What is Christina it? Lim.
Christina Lim. Okay, awesome. And it says here, I guess on the IMDb here, it says starring Curry Barker, which is ironically is a friend of mine.
That's so cool.
I just looking at here. Crystal Lee, Esther Moon, Stephanie Schultz. There's a list of a lot of great talent.
The cast is incredible.
So we want to give shout-outs to everyone that's involved, if I can't name everybody, but shout-out. And then, so what was it about this film that you liked? And, you know, why would you recommend this film if people could catch it in the festivals?
I think for me, it's like really interesting to see a story from a young girl's perspective of how she's trying to handle like where she is from and where she's living now. And she's specifically, she's an adopted child, so she's looking for her parents. And it's just the way that Christina handles her actors and the emotion. For me, what's most interesting to me is when the emotions are raw and you can really feel that kind of the gentle hand of the director guiding these actors through their journey. And she just does such a great job at it. You watch it and you're like, this is a talented director that's going to go places. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, so is it, if they could catch it, obviously it's in the festival circuit, I think, to our knowledge. Should they check it out, obviously? Or?
Yeah, check it out if you see it in festivals, and then and look out for it once it drops on, you know, whenever that happens. Indie films, you know, that's a whole part of the process.
So it's a B-side for Taylor, and directed and written by Christina Lim. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right. Well, check that out. Again, B-side for Taylor. That's a shout out for you, Christina. And like I said, Scott Monahan highly recommends it, right? All right. So
I
can catch it out. It's B-side for Taylor. So again, let's get that out of the way. So let's talk about, speaking of independent films, we're going to talk about your new movie called Anchorage.
Yeah.
But before that, we want the audience and the fans to kind of, if not fans already, get to know you, become even more fans, and hopefully support you.
Cool.
So what we'd like to do, I don't know if you got the memo. The memo, or your people talk to my people. We like to start off with a very hard hitting question. I mean, it starts off hard and then it starts to get easier. But the hard hitting question, here we go, is, where were you born and raised?
Oh, okay. That's really easy.
I know.
I was born in Jacksonville, North Carolina, and raised there until I was about 4 or 5 years old. My father was in the Marine Corps.
Oh, wow.
Most of my family, my dad's dad, his brother, like, and it just goes back in all of my families, really. I was kind of like the first, not the first, but I didn't join, and that was kind of different. I was like, I feel like I've served time.
just by being under the roof.
but North Carolina, beautiful, kind of like on the coast. That's one of the great things about Marine Corps bases. They're always somewhere near the water. And then spent a lot of time in Virginia before, at the age of 10, I moved to, we got stationed in Japan on Yokota Air Force Base.
Oh, wow.
And so I was there from ages 10 to 17 living in Japan on a military base, which
did you know growing up that you always wanted to be in the entertainment industry, become an actor, a producer, or director? Or what did you think growing up you were going to be?
Not at all. I had no idea, honestly. I grew up, I was like a very shy kid growing up. And my sister is 14 months older than me. And she was the show girl. She was the one that was, you know, dancing and putting on the shows and putting me in makeup. And she, throughout her whole life, was in theater. And I was kind of around for that and sometimes part of it. And it was really her throughout the years that kept pushing me towards the arts. And yeah. And it took me a long time to like actually listen to her. I was into playing sports and football and basketball and soccer, and went to college to play soccer, and you know, it just was kind of this back burner thing for me.
So what do you think, where do you think this, obviously, aside from your sister, where do you think this, the interest of, what do you think you got more interested in, acting or the filmmaking side?
I mean, I was playing around with like VCRs, like, you know, camcorders as a young kid, like making karate movies you know, and so I think that, I don't know. I think probably more the just creativity was really instilled in me as a young kid. I was homeschooled. And so it was basically my mom and my sister and I at home. And she would teach accents to us, or we'd have to learn learn poems for like memorization and stuff like that. And so I think it was just kind of like this idea of like living outside the box a little bit and creativity that inspired me. And I think that's what kind of drew me back to it more of, I was finding ways to be creative through other realms. And then once I kind of honed it into acting and now filmmaking, which is a newer thing for me, everything just kind of felt like lockstep and like everything just kind of lined up.
Now, who are your inspirations, let's say, as either an actor or a filmmaker in this industry? Was there anybody or was there?
Yeah, I mean, so I grew up in a very strict religious household. And so I wasn't allowed to see anything that was, I mean, some PG movies
were,
Well, they were like, well, let's talk about this, whether you can watch this or not. And so what it, and I don't have like this encyclopedic knowledge of cinema.
Yeah.
And I thought for a long time that that was something that kind of was holding me back. But what happens when you're not allowed or don't have a lot of movies to watch is you watch movies over and over and over again.
Okay.
So I'd watch a movie like 100 or 200 or 300 times. And what I now know is that I was decoding what was working in the films that I did like. And for example, my favorite movie is Hook.
Oh, okay. Actually, my buddy, and not to say, but just because is Dante Bosco. He plays Rufio.
Oh my God! And Rufio's my guy.
It's with Robin Williams. This movie, for people that don't know, Robin Williams and Dustin Hoffman, directed by Steven Spielberg.
Yeah.
But that's awesome that you like that movie. I had to kind of interject that.
Really. I love that movie, and I think it was Robin Williams and that movie that made me want to be an actor. Wow. I think I saw so much of his comedic performances and how he was able to, like, I didn't even think at that point in my life I wanted to be an actor, but I was seeing someone that was able to handle drama with a touch of comedy, comedy with the drama, like the real stakes of that movie, and then also be a physical presence, a physical comedy.
Yeah.
And I mean, his life and his story is so beautiful and tragic as well.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what life is. And I think that someone like him specifically really, really was an inspiration for me.
Wow. That's all. Well, that's funny because rarely people will say that movie. But it's a great movie. But it's like people say like the standard kind of or common names, but then say Hook. That was kind of cool. So you got to see that over and over for like, did you wear it out on VHS or was it DVD by that time?
Oh, yeah. That VHS was worn out.
That's awesome. What, any other films that you that inspired you? Or actors or actresses or any actresses as well?
Yeah.
Because Robin Williams is one, you said? And then
I mean, Michelle Pfeiffer is a huge one. I mean, she's incredible. There's this film. Lady Hawk. I don't know if you ever heard
this. Oh yeah, it's with Matthew Broderick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
Matthew Broderick, Michelle Pfeiffer, and then the guy is from Blade Runner.
I know exactly. I know what the movie exactly. Yeah,
He's the guy that puts his head out the window and the rain falls on it. You know, but it's just like really funny story with this like 80s discotheque soundtrack to like a medieval like night movie love story about this like Vatican guy that puts this curse on this couple that's in love where like she's a hawk and he's a wolf, and when the time of the day shifts so they never can see each other.
Wow.
Tragic and beautiful and also hilarious. But
that's funny. Yeah, no one even mentions that movie either.
Hey man, we're throwing out some deep cuts in here.
Yeah, that's really cool. So Michelle Pfeiffer and then Robin Williams.
Yeah.
If you had an ultimate obviously unfortunately Robin Williams is no longer here. Mm. Is there anyone you love to work with that's
Yeah, Ethan Hawke.
Ethan Hawke, okay.
Yeah, if I could be in a film with Ethan Hawke and or just Tom Cruise, either one of those two guys. I mean, I know everybody's saying that now. Yeah. Everyone wants to work with Tom. But for me, Ethan Hawke, his story of where he came from, his independent arc that he finds these different modalities to create through, different forms, whether it's his writing or his directing and his acting. It's just this kind of naturalistic, beautiful take on, and he's been in some just incredible movies.
Yeah, no, he's a talent, and that's a cool one to pick as well. So let's put it out there, Ethan Hawke, and then who was the other one?
Tom Cruise.
Hey, yeah,
if you're listening,
well, you never know, because you know I always say this because I always go off this. I remember like Samuel Jackson was on some talk show, and they always said like, what movie would you like to be in? And something that he mentions like, I'd love to be in a Star Wars movie. I don't care if I was like a whatever, even a stormtrooper kind of thing. And then like somehow, I forget how he said it, but the point was that he mentions he wanted to be in Star Wars. And then when the Star Wars camp people end up finding out, the next thing you know, they hit him up and they're like, hey, are you serious? And George Lucas is like, we'll make you a Jedi and whatever. And then that's how he ended up in like kind
Mace
of Star
Windu,
Wars.
Right?
So I always say you never know, put it out there. You never know who's listening, but also, I've seen this happen many times through the years where someone just talks about it and next thing you know, they're like, dude, I was just talking about that. And so you go from being quote unquote like what's the term, like military like brat
or military brat? Yeah, you can say that.
My parents were in the military, but I didn't grow up in that level. But I have a lot of respect for the military. But my younger sister is actually as a Marine.
Oh, cool. And,
or she's married to. She's now already done her time, so to speak.
But yeah,
but I think you're never not a Marine, so
you're
to speak.
You're a Marine for life. So, yeah.
But her husband is a high ranking kind of Marine officer, but also her kids. So they're kind of always moving around all the time. So I get that. So I respect that.
Yeah.
So,
going from
military and then watching movies such as Hook and stuff like that, then where did it come from to how did you get into starting into the entertainment industry then?
So when I moved to Japan, there was these like modeling agencies that would come to the base and they would hire kids to start doing, commercial shoots and print ads and stuff like that. So it started as just like a fun thing that I would do.
Oh, that's cool. They went to the base.
Yeah, they would come to the base and then we did the audition and then you would go out and audition in Tokyo. You just kind of get the address and a little envelope with money to pay for your transportation and you would go to Shibuya or Shinjuku and you would audition. And I would, Gap to Kangol or different commercials like Sony insurance commercials and Sanyo air filters with Akebono, like a sumo wrestler. It was crazy. And at that time, it just really felt like something fun I was doing. And there was no pressure for it. Yeah. It was my parents let me spend the money so I could buy. I was really into like aggressive skating, we called it back then. And so I would, skate and build computers with the money that I got. So it just kind of felt like a fun thing. And then I went to college to play soccer.
Oh, wow.
And did that for a couple of years and then had this realization that I was not going to be the next Messi. And anybody that's seen me play soccer probably knew that was waiting for me to find out. And I took an acting class instead of a public speaking class for my college that I was going to. And I fell in love.
Wow.
It was the first time that I had been in a room of people that were taking it that seriously. And I was, it was the first time that I was in college that I was excited to be in class.
Wow.
'Cause I had been, not going to class, drinking, partying, I was just kind of like, I was coming out of I know you didn't ask me this, but I'm gonna let you know. I kind of like got off the military base. It was in college in Virginia and playing soccer and just there was nobody really around any kind of response like responsibility or people really checking on me. So I just kind of let loose a little bit and a little bit too much, to be honest. And it was the arts in the end that saved me. I mean, I was like a C or D student at best. Like it was just hard for me to stay focused. I have ADHD and like, and I was just uninterested. And I walk into that acting class and the acting teacher just really took me in. And he was an older guy. His name is Stephen Levi. And he was from out here in L.A. And he would tell these stories about Hollywood. And I felt like I was getting mentored by a master of this art form. And it felt so so classical and just magical. And he pulled me aside one day a couple months in and asked me, he said, Scott, I really think that you should audition for this conservatory. And I think that you're really talented and you would be so good at this. And you're here every day and early and you stay late and everybody likes working with you. And I was like, all right, I'll think about it. And that night he had a heart attack and died.
Wow.
And so the next time we went to class, there was a circle of chairs out and there was a kind of like a therapist that was in there to kind of help us get through this moment. And the dean of the conservatory asked me, he said, hey, the last conversation I had with him was about you auditioning for the conservatory. Is that something that you want to do? And I said, yeah. And I just ever since that moment, I've never really looked back.
Wow. Wow, that's awesome. Obviously, there's reasons for things. It's funny. It reminded me, for some reason, it reminded me of like Star Wars, where Ben Kenobi talks to Luke Skywalker, and then he doesn't want to like join the Rebel Alliance, and then all of a sudden he dies, and the next thing you know,
I know.
Luke Skywalker's like, and ends up being a good leader.
Hey man, Star Wars, that was in the allowed films. I've seen those movies over and over.
Awesome.
I could not. I mean, there's also a lot about I think in that movie in Star Wars as well about religion and the Force and good or bad and fate and those kind of beautiful like things that we think about
the themes
that we think about. And when that happened to me, I mean, who knows, man? Yeah. I mean, maybe this, I mean, the career is working out for me so far,
That's awesome.
I just mean, I felt like it was a sign to follow it until, you know, and here I am, and I'm still doing that. That was back in 2008, and now it's 2023, and I'm still out here hustling.
So what we're going to do, we're going to cut to a music break, cool. and then we're going to jump and go into deep dive into talk about more about obviously a little bit about your career, but also talk more about your new movie Anchorage.
Yeah.
Let's give a little teaser. So who stars in it really quickly, and then we're going to talk more about obviously after the break. So it's yourself and
Scott Monahan and Dakota Loesch. We also have Christopher Corey Smith, who is also in the film, Soren Royer McHugh, Woodrow Curry, and Shelley Dolan and Karen Dolan Loesch, which are the voices on the radio.
Awesome. Well, we're going to talk more about it and get more deeper into it, but also they could check it out. It's called Anchorage.
Anchorage.
And then the social medias for Anchorage are?
At Anchorage Movie.
And that's A-N-C-H-O-R-A-G-E, correct?
Just like the city. You got it.
Anchorage. And then and then it's out, which actually people can check it out.
You can check it out anywhere where you can buy or rent movies. Just Google search it, or anywhere in the U.S., Canada, or the U.K. as of right now. We're working on trying to get it to the whole world.
And also, so. it's an independent feature. Let's talk about that as well. But then also, it's also, you mentioned earlier, it was also under the SAG.
Yes, we are in the SAG interim agreement. So we are an ultra low budget feature. We have been, we've signed our agreement with SAG that we are able to keep promoting this film as we are not related with a AMPTP.
Awesome.
So union strong, go strike.
Awesome. Well, again, it's called Anchorage. We're going to talk more about Anchorage, and then as well as your social medias, what are those?
I am at Chips Ahoy Junkie.
So that's at Chips Ahoy Junkie.
Blue pack all the way, baby. Keep those chewies in the pantry. All give me the blues.
So what I'm going to do, we're going to cut the music. Now, normally I'll have my guest co-host do this, but I'm going to give you the honors of doing this. We're going to have you introduce this song, so I'm going to hand this to you really quick.
All right, cool. Oh, this is awesome. Okay.
Okay, so you're going to introduce that song, and then we'll be back more with Scott Monahan of the new movie independent feature Anchorage. So you want to introduce the song? Okay.
And next up, we've got Over You Now by Jade Pateri.
Ooh, wow. You got the pronunciation and everything. Sometimes people botch it, and you know, sometimes it's my mistake because I write it off. But
you got great handwriting, man.
No, I don't. I can't really say that all the time because I don't always, but I think I wrote the best one for the today.
This is good.
So let's do that one more time. So what is it?
Over You Now by Jade Pateri.
All right. So again, we'll be back more with Scott Monahan from the new movie Anchorage, but let's get to the song here of the hour, Jade Pateri. And this is Over You Now by Jade Pateri, and we'll be right back.
All genres, all indie.
Listen carefully.
The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
Why do all the boys that I love to break my heart? Why can't I stop writing about them in the backseat of my car? They call me pretty, call me sweet, then turn around and leave. And now they got me asking what the hell is wrong with me. Maybe I'm too sentimental, or maybe they're just detrimental. Babe, my heart is not a rental, playing games ain't fundamental. For you, maturity is scary, cause baby, I'm not overbearing. Am I too much or way too caring? I think my brain needs some repair. I'm the unworn out, not angry, I'm just over it now. I'm down with feeling down, I pity, I'm just over you now. I'm down, worn out, not angry, I'm just over it now. I'm down with feeling down, not petty, I'm just over you now. I'm over you, over you, over you now. So over you, over you, over you now. I'm over you, over you, over you now. I'm over you, over you, over you now.
Why do all the boys tell me they'll treat me like a queen? My love, I'll give you the whole world, give you my everything. But as soon as I say go, they stop and mess with me instead. Is something wrong with me, or is it all up in my head? What if I'm no fun, I'm actually boring, when all you do is keep ignoring my texts, my calls, now I'm imploring if I was even worth adoring. You tell me I'm so fascinating, and then you go on calculating if I'm
even a bit. We're dating. All you boys are frustrated. I'm down, want out, not angry. I'm just over it now. I'm down with feeling down, not petty. I'm just over you now. I'm over you, over you, over you now. So over you, over you, over you now. I'm over you, over you, over you now. I'm over you, over you, over you now. I'm sick and tired, love retired, done with asking for what you lacked in. Don't come begging, I'm not forgetting. Over you now.
That was Jade Pateri with the song. Scott, you know what the song was called?
Over You Now.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm on it, man.
All right. Over You Now by Jade Pateri. Again, if you like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. But actually, if you really, really like that song, support her. Check her out. Check out her songs on Spotify. Check out her social medias. Again, it's Jade Pateri, J-A-D-E. P as in Paul, A-T-T-E-R-I. She was a lovely guest, a dear friend, again, and just support her music, check her out. I just got to see her actually live. She had a little concert going on long ago, and she's just really great, and like I said, let her know. Check her out on our social medias. That's Jade Pateri, but also check out her music, and then let me know, just to know if you like that song. And that's Over You Now by Jade Pateri. All right, we are back here with my guest of the hour, actor, producer, director of the new independent feature film, Anchorage. Welcome back to the show, Scott Monahan. Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
All right. So, well, we got to talk about your upbringing and how you were in the military, how you, you met with a who's kind of like your mentor teacher, so to speak, that told you about you should maybe get into acting, so to speak. After going to acting class, you were kind of quote unquote a military brat, as you say, and then you went to Japan. You were traveling around in your was it your father in the military?
Yes,
okay, your father in the Marines. And then we left off with you actually, you know, starting this conservatory acting, and then you started doing also commercials and stuff like that, and modeling, right? Now let's flash forward to here you are starting from that, going from, you know, an acting class. Now all of a sudden you're starring, you're producing, you're directing this cool independent feature film, which is out now.
It's out, baby.
Well, out now in theaters and also streaming.
Well, it's not out in theaters right now. We did a theatrical, independently produced theatrical tour. We started in Los Angeles, went to Chicago, played at the Music Box Theater, went to New York, and then we took it all the way to the UK, where we played in 15 cinemas out there, and it's actually still playing there now, which is pretty wild.
Awesome. And it's independent, and it's streaming, and you said, and also before the break, you also mentioned it was under the SAG interim agreement.
Yep, SAG interim agreement. So I'm here, Union Strong, representing SAG and the strike as well. And so our movie is totally independent, super ultra low budget, 54K. Yeah. Shot in 5 days movie that you can watch at your home and pretty much anywhere where you can either buy or rent movies right now. You can check it out. And if you do watch it and you like it, show us some love on Rotten Tomatoes or IMDb or Letterboxd for all you cinephiles out there. Like, that kind of stuff really helps filmmakers. And it's just like this radio station. It's like the people, that's what makes a difference.
Yeah.
So when movies do well in a box office, we, the people, get to decide by going to the movie and supporting the types of movies that we want to see. So support the indies.
So yeah, and speaking of indies, let's talk about this independent movie.
Let's do it.
Anchorage. So let's talk about what it's about and what inspired you and your producing partner to do this film, and let's talk about that. So let's talk about what Anchorage is.
Anchorage is a story about two brothers that are trying to drive a trunk full of opioids from Florida all the way to Alaska to cash in big in the land of gold, as they would say. And there's, it's a story about a lot of things. It's a story about loss. It's a story about family, about death and tragedy and addiction, but also brotherhood and, what it feels like to be in relation to or in relationship with, an addict, and how dark that can be and how heavy that can be and how that can really kind of pull everything down in a dark spiral around it. Making this film was really important for Dakota and I.
Let's shout out him. Dakota Loesch, which is actually a dear friend. I got to meet him through the carpets, but for those that don't know, that's also, just so they know, is also who stars in it with you as
stars
well as
in it. He's also a producer and he is the screenwriter.
Awesome. Okay, so go.
He's literally got like a tattoo on his arm that says nobody knows anything. He's like, he's just a big screenwriting junkie. He's got a couple of things that he's working on. And we were just, it was really fun working on this project. But we'd worked together in theater. We had done about 5 shows with our theater company. And we do immersive theater. If you don't know what that is, it's basically like a regular, like a play. But if you were to take out all of the chairs and the actors and the audience can kind of move around with each other.
I've been to one of those. One of my friends does that.
Yeah, and so we have a company where we do those shows, and him and I had done 5 of those shows together, and we just had built this chemistry that we wanted to get on screen. Both of him and I love films, and our friend was making a film called Love Shot, and the director's name is Stephen Fine. It's out. You can watch it on anywhere you watch movies. And we were on the set, and we just kind of looked at each other, and we're like, man, like, we could do this. We could make our own movie. Yeah. And it was important for us once we came together to talk about this movie, about what, you know, how they say, write what you know.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, addiction, losing people to, you know, opioids and that's something that we know all too well. And we wanted to do a story that was not glorifying the drug use, but also not demonizing the drug users either, because it is addiction. It's a sickness, and it really just pulls you down. And we wanted to, you know, put these characters on screen that they're not likable guys. Mm. They're not good people. They are lost sheep for sure. And if I can, as a filmmaker, if I can get you to empathize with these people at their worst, then maybe whoever that person is in your life, maybe you can look at them with a little bit more compassion.
Well, so let's talk about your character. It's the name of your character?
Jacob.
Jacob. And then tell a little bit about your character, a little bit more in detail about
Yeah, Jacob is, so basically Jacob and John are the names of the brothers, and they lost their mom to a long battle with cancer. And they were kind of separated for a couple of years, where Jacob was in Florida. All of this is kind of backstory. So Jacob's in Florida by himself. He's selling pills. They've been selling pills their whole life. That's just all they know, where they're from, in Florida, in Sistrunk, which is in Broward County, Fort Lauderdale area. And he just got really good at it and was doing really well. And his brother comes back into town and is like, yo, we're going to take this up to, like, I don't like this whole operation you're running. We're going to do my crazy idea, and we're going to rob a pill mill, and we're going to take all those pills and sell them in Alaska, where we can sell them for 10 times the amount. And I think from the very beginning of the film, from the very first shots of the movie, you really get to see Jacob kind of, so we pick up in the California high desert. So it's a couple of weeks at this point into their trip, because they've been popping around in New Orleans, maybe stopping in Vegas. You know, they're not making a straight shot trip. And so the film kind of starts with, hey, if any of you have been on a road trip with somebody for a long time, especially just one other person, and if that person is your family member, you know, you start to get at each other's throats a little bit. And so that's kind of where the film picks up. So, yeah, Jacob is going through a lot. And something that I would say that Jacob's like journey in the film is my mom told me once that your conscience never fully goes away. Mm-hmm. It just gets quieter. And then the more you listen to your conscience, the more you listen to that voice, the louder it gets. And for Jacob, his conscience is starting to speak louder, and his brother's conscience does not exist.
Yeah. Wow. And then your brother's played by Dakota.
Yes.
Dakota, one more time.
Dakota Loesch.
Dakota Loesch. And what was it like? So what, I guess, what was the pivotal point where you just said, obviously you guys were doing a theater company, but when did you decide, you said, let's just write this, and who started writing it, and then how long did it take you to write it, and then to actually making the film?
Well, we worked on it together. As soon as we started, we had the idea, we just started hammering out the details of their lives, like some of that backstory that I told you. We created that for each other so that our story would have, you know, it would feel fuller and richer in these characters that we were going to live in. And we did some really fun stuff with the writing of the script where we knew who the characters were, how they moved and talked. And we worked with Meredith Trinan, our associate director, to kind of like work on that with those characters. And then once we knew what that was and what their backstory was and how they moved, Dakota and I would do improv. And we would say, okay, we're having a scene where you rob a gas station and come out with some beers. Let's do a version of that, of us reacting to that, where I'm pissed at you.
Yeah.
Now let's try it again, and maybe I'm in it with you, and that was awesome. Let's talk about that. And then we would find out what we liked, take that home, and he would transcribe it, and we started slowly piecing together the script that way.
Oh, wow.
And it really allowed us to have this very naturalistic dialogue that felt like it was really coming from our voices, and specifically the voices of the characters. But then, you know, it was very quick. The way that I work as a creator is like, once I am ready to do something, it's fast.
Yeah.
My gestation period of the creation process of accumulating other things and building that like aesthetic and the tone for something is something that normally takes longer. But as soon as I'm ready, like, I don't need a green light from anybody. I give myself the green light and I'm going, you know what I mean? And so we finished the script and we started working on it in like March of 2019. The script was finished, final draft, in November, and we were shooting in January
of 2020.
Okay. So we shot right before the pandemic, and we shot the film in 5 days with a cast and crew totaling only 10 people, and the total budget for the film was only $54,000.
Wow. And then it's funny because then not soon after that was when we met, because you got it, you got it accepted and into the Mammoth Film Festival, which is when I met you.
Yeah.
And then
and we won.
And you won. Well, which, again, congratulations, which is so exciting because we were talking to you before the award show, and then you win. And then flash forward, I got to see it at you had a private screening, so to speak.
Yeah.
I believe, was it Glendale or Pasadena? Or
it was at the rest in peace, the Limoli Playhouse. In Pasadena.
Gotcha. And but yeah, so we got to see. So again, so I got to see it, which is it's very riveting. It's also very compelling. And I also thought you guys did an awesome job acting for something where you guys said that was kind of like your first thing. It does come across very natural as you guys are actors. I would have thought you guys had a very deep background into the acting field. And
we've done a lot of acting. I mean, I've been in a bunch of films and all that kind of stuff. It's my first time directing.
Oh, directing was okay.
Yeah. Directing was the first time. And Dakota's written a bunch of scripts before, but we as actors, I mean, I've done, I think it's like 7 movies now.
Oh, okay. No wonder you said
some series.
I got confused with you your first time directing, and then I was thinking like, I was like, wow, because you guys are really good.
I know, man. I mean, like directing and acting at the same time, and producing and driving the car, it's a lot.
Yeah.
But I like a challenge.
Well, either way, you all did phenomenal.
Thank you so much, guys.
A great job, and it was really cool. But so for those that are just like hesitant, I say check it out again because it's very powerful, but at the same time, it does grab you from minute on. Just the style of it, the film look of it. Do you mind asking what did you guys shoot on, or what was
it? Yeah, so we shot in an Arri Amira.
Okay.
And
5 days.
Yeah, in 5 days.
How many locations?
One. I mean, you'll see them in the film. There's really not a lot, but I don't know.
I think it feels a lot because you're driving. You're driving through all these things. We had
the location set out, and I really like got into the nitty gritty of producing how much time it would take from point A to point B, because we shot it in 5 days and we shot it chronologically. So we worked with our cinematographer to figure out how much time we would have for scenes, and really tracking. Even there's an app where you can track the sun and where that's going to be.
Wow.
So we knew. We used all natural light as well. We had one lighting setup. And so our whole thing was about how can we shoot this quick, but give ourselves the time and space to explore out there. And this film would not be what it is without Aaron Nafee, our cinematographer, or Meredith Trinan, or Perry Powell on set, or our editor. Spencer Showalter, our composer, Savannah Wheeler, like these people that make your movie, Gio Rigoli, our producer, and people that came on board, like there's a really talented producer, her name is Vera Kompalik. She's also a writer and a director. And she came on to Mammoth, like came on board. She was a friend of one of our producers. And then she's just been part of the Anchorage team since then. Wow. She helped helped with our theatrical distribution, playing in theaters that we put together. But it's really the work of the people that we brought in that really lifted this movie up and allowed Dakota and I to have the space to really feel trusted and feel safe to explore these kind of violent, dangerous characters. And I'm really stoked that people are responding to it so well.
That's awesome. So what do you think were your biggest challenges on making this film for yourself before we wrap up here?
I think the biggest challenge of this entire process has just been the longevity of it. It's a long thing. I mean, as an actor, you normally kind of come in and you do something and then you walk off set and then that's it. And then you're on to something else. With this, I've been on this project with Dakota since 2019, and here we are in 2023, October now, and the movie's finally out and released. And that hustle,
yeah,
and the grit, and having to fight upstream because we don't have any name talent in the film to just be noticed, even yeah. by, you know, independent platforms. That it's a real struggle. But if you have something that you love and you're passionate about it, and people also were so supportive along the way, we also won 11 awards and 10 nominations at 17 festivals. So we were getting the signs from people. Six of those awards were audience awards. So it's like we were getting the signs that this is a good film. And so I just wanted to make sure that I did my absolute best to get it in front of as many people as possible. And that's where people like you, the people that are listening, that's where I could still use your help, because it's like messages after you've seen the film. Like I get a message every once in a while from someone that said it really touched them, or you know, maybe their brother, their family member went through addiction and the movie really kind of shook them in a certain way. And that really means something. I mean, you can do that. With Jade Pateri, you know, with her song, like we're going to hit her up and follow her. Like, hey, shout out Anchorage Movie. If you like it, you see it, follow us on Instagram, like repost something, post the poster, tell people to watch it. Like it's the listeners that really make this the hard part, which is keeping that flame on your chariot with the horses. You got to keep it going. Yeah. And the people really help keep the flame. So.
Awesome. Well, speaking of that, obviously it's inspiring to hear, because this show is ultimately about inspiring others. And you've been inspired. We want to inspire those. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you do, maybe become an actor, producer, or director, or just follow their dreams in general?
I would say literally with anything, you just have to start doing it. There is nobody that needs to give you permission to do it. You just have to go out there and make your thing. No, I've never directed a movie before. I'd made one short film and I had a script. I had directed some theater and I was just like, you know what? I think I can do this. And the way that I did it was by breaking it down one step at a time. Right foot, left foot, or in our movie, George Washington, George Washington. But literally just take one step at a time. And you can focus on those steps and not be overwhelmed by the outcome that's at the end. And just start making that moves. If you're trying to be an actor, you got to get some headshots, right? Yeah. So get some photos taken. And it can be your friend that does it. There's so many talented photographers that are around, you know? So it's like, it's really like, it's got to be you that starts it. And don't be scared, because everyone's going to make mistakes, right? Like I've done projects where I'm like, oh man, I gotta get back into acting class and work on that. Yeah. But you can do anything you want, put your heart into it, put your soul into it, and you'll find your way.
Awesome. Well, we got like less than 2 minutes here, so we want to obviously support the film one more time. So how could people check this out? The social medias, all that kind of good stuff, and your social medias as well.
Yeah. All right. So it's at Anchorage Movie. That's on Instagram and Twitter. On TikTok, it's Anchorage The Movie, but I'm really not super active on there. And mine is at Chips Ahoy Junkie. You can watch the movie in the U.S. and Canada and the U.K., it's playing on Amazon and Apple and Vudu and Redbox, Microsoft. You can watch it on your Xbox if you want. But if you just Google Anchorage Movie, my name or Dakota's name. Oh, and Dakota's Instagram is at Dakota Loesch. Yeah, man. I mean, we submitted to the Film Independent Spirit Awards. There's an award category called the John Cassavetes Award for Best Feature Under $1 Million. Hey, who knows, man?
You never know.
$54,000 is pretty close to a million, right?
That's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. Well, hey, man, and best of luck with it. Again,
hey, thank you
I
so
got
much.
To check it out, so I highly recommend checking it out if you're in the really cool independent movies or just in cool films as well. It's gritty, it's raw, it's compelling, great acting.
It's funny,
it's great.
Too.
It's a great film, and hence why you guys won at the Mammoth Film Festival.
Hey, awesome. Big shout out to Tomek and Tanner.
Yes.
If you are filmmakers and you want to go to one of the best film festivals in the country, check out the Mammoth Film Festival.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
It's funny because I just got to run into Tanner and Tomek. Yeah, just at the Burbank. I was at the Burbank International Film Festival.
Yeah, and he won the.
They won the.
What is the guy's name? Tim Burton Award.
Yeah, the Tim Burton Award. Yeah, yeah.
Best director.
Yeah, which is congrats. He was there too. I got to interview him. He was awesome.
Wow,
so he was awesome. Tim Burton was there.
Guy lives up to his name. He looks like. You know what I mean? Yeah. He is a cool looking dude.
Yeah. But so anyway, so it's Anchorage.
The movie.
Check it out. It's on the streaming platforms.
Yep.
SAG approved, so to speak. And and then and it's out there streaming. And then check out Scott Monahan at Chips Ahoy Junkie.
Chips Ahoy Junkie.
And then special shout out to Dakota, who could not be here. Dakota Loesch,
we love you, man. I love you big time, buddy.
So and then again, I want to say thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Then God bless you, buddy. And
thank you so much.
Best
God
of
bless
luck,
you too.
Best of luck with again Anchorage movie. And again, I want to thank all you for tuning in, and then thank you guys all for your love and support. I always appreciate all your guys' listenership, and God bless you guys all. And I like to end off my show, Matthew 19:26. In man things are possible, in God all things are possible. And we are out. Bye bye.
Howdy. Peace out. See you later.